Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. It's the 2nd of December 2012, and we are still on our little weekend break here in Edinburgh. And today, we've decided to come and see a few of the sights just before we set off home. And at the minute, I'm standing overlooking the River Forth estuary. And I've come to view a site that I've been wanting to come and see for a long while now, and it's the Forth Rail Bridge. So at the moment I'm at South Queensferry, and I'm in between the road and the rail bridge, and it's an awesome looking structure. It's a nice crisp wintry morning, and it's casting a great light over the bridge. In the distance, I can see the Highlands, I can see Ben Lomond, and it's just a great morning. So it's 11:20 now, and I'm really pleased that I've come to see it. It's a great sight. I would dare say it's one of the most famous bridges in England. Sorry, whoa, in the United Kingdom. Made a mistake there. Not England, obviously, we're in Scotland. It's very impressive indeed. So the bridge itself was opened on the 4th of March 1890, and it's maintained by Balfour Beatty under contract to Network Rail, and I think, as far as I can remember, once they've painted it all the way along, they basically just go back and start again because it takes that long to do it. But I did see a TV programme a few months ago saying that they'd come up with a new type of paint that would last 2 years, so they perhaps wouldn't have to do it as much. So the bridge was designed by John Fowler and Benjamin Baker back in 1890. It's an awesome sight. Lovely rust red colour. Okay, so we're going to move on now, and we're going to go to Arthur's Seat. We're going to have a quick walk up that. Okay, so from here, I'll say bye for now.